Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. Dead flies cause the oil of the perfumer to gush forth a stench, so does a little folly outweigh wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yes, also, when the fool walks by the way, his understanding fails him, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rises up against you, don't leave your place, for gentleness allays great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as it were an unintentional error which proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in a low place. I have seen slaves on horses, and princes walking like slaves on the earth. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and whoever breaks through a wall, a serpent will bite him. Whoever cuts out stones will be hurt with them, and he who splits wood is endangered by it. If the iron is blunt, and one does not whet the edge, then he must use more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. If the serpent bites before it is charmed, then is there no advantage to the master of the tongue. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his mouth is mischievous madness. A fool also multiplies words, yet man doesn't know what will be, and that which will be after him, who can tell him? The labor of fools wearies every one of them, for he doesn't know how to go to the city. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes eat in the morning. You are happy, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes eat in due season, for strength, and not for drunkenness. By slothfulness the roof sinks in, and through idleness of the hands the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes glad the life, and silver answers all things. Don't revile the king, no, not in your thought, and don't revile the rich in your bedchamber, for a bird of the heavens will carry the voice, and that which has wings will tell the matter.